Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 917 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org, wherever podcasts can be found.
This is my third season in Guard, my second year technically. Prior to this, I was classically trained in ballet, and I am currently a dance soloist in this year's Winter Guard show.
Wow. What got you interested in Guard?
A few years back, when I was a freshman, I was asked to join as a dance soloist, but I was still pretty interested in pursuing my dance career, so I declined. And then last year, I decided that I kind of wanted a change in my life, and I figured the best way to do that would join Guard, and it already helped that I had some friends there.
Yeah. Can you explain what exactly Guard is, what you guys do?
Yeah, so it's like a choreographed kind of dance with equipment. We have rifle, flag, and saber. It's very musical, and it's very athletically driven, and the show can last anywhere from like 4 to 6 minutes.
And then what is, like, the difference between the different type of equipment? Like, does it alter things?
So everybody kind of starts on a flag. I don't really spin equipment. I dabble in it a little bit, but I don't have much knowledge. But everybody kind of starts on flag, and you kind of love it or hate it. Yeah, it's just something you start with. And then you usually move on to rifle, which looks like a rifle. It's a big block of wood, and it's kind of heavy. And then saber is what you move on next. It's one of the most difficult things to spin. It's real small, real light, so you really have to control your strength to be able to do it efficiently.
What does a typical day look like when you're in Guard?
So we all go to school full-time, and then we'll usually, some of us will stay here at the school and do homework, or we'll go home, we'll eat, we'll do homework, we'll get changed, we'll come back, and we'll have either a 4 or 3 hour practice, and that's just on school days. And then on Saturdays, we have like an 8 hour practice.
Do you guys have 3 to 4 hour practices every day after school?
No, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then a few of us have jobs that we do on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you put a lot of hours into Guard?
I'd like to think so. I spend a lot of my time thinking about Guard and practicing, obviously. It takes up a big majority of my life. It's like another part-time job.
Yeah, kind of like radio. We're
yeah.
here a lot.
Yeah.
Could you explain what seasons are for anyone that doesn't know?
So we have 2 seasons a year, which consist of the marching band season and then the winter guard season. Marching band season, you're performing with the entirety of the marching band. You're on a football field. It's outside. And then winter guard, it's all inside. It's just the guard, and you perform against a bunch of other guards from different schools.
And do you prefer marching band season or winter guard season?
You practice marching band in the summer a lot, and I'm not a big fan of the heat, so I enjoy winter guard the most.
Yeah. And are you currently in your winter guard season?
We are. We're about to go into our comp season starting the first weekend of February.
Wow. And do you do competitions for winter guard, or is it just...
Yeah, there's competitions for both marching band and winter guard.
What is the hardest part about being in guard?
Probably keeping a good attitude, even though practices can be kind of rough and kind of stressful. It's just staying positive all the time and, you know, seeing beyond the hard struggles you have to get through to the end result, which is like state finals or stuff like that.
And what is your favorite part about guard?
We had a really good year last year. We placed 3rd in the state, and it sounds not condescending, but I really like winning. I love the feeling of winning. But I also just love performing in general. I've always been a performer. I've been performing since I was 6 years old, so I just love being in front of an audience.
Yeah. I mean, with all that work you guys put in, 3 to 4 hour practices is a lot.
Yeah.
So I like winning too after that. Do you guys compete against different schools?
We do, yeah. Some of our biggest competitors are like Franklin Central, Brownsburg. They got 1st and 2nd in state last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you guys have a lot of competitions?
We have quite a few. we have, obviously, we start in the beginning of February, and our comp season takes us all the way until mid-April.
Wow. And then what does a competition look like? What is the preparation?
So it depends on the time we perform. If we perform early in the day, we get here kind of early. The earliest practice I've had has been like 5:30 in the morning. And then obviously we have a practice before that. We get ready here at the school, and then we drive to wherever the competition is, and we'll perform, and we'll usually stay, watch other guards. And then we also have awards that we have to go to and see if we, how we did and if we won anything.
And what is like performing look like, I guess? What is, do you guys have costumes?
We do. We, this year we have props and costumes and also full makeup. So it's a whole ordeal. It's a whole, it's like a whole production almost.
Wow. So it's kind of like how theater and choir.
It's exactly like that actually. Yeah.
How many seasons do you think that like most guard people do? Do they go?
They most usually do quite a few seasons. I'm kind of an oddball, but my sister has been doing it since she was in seventh grade and she's a junior now. So I'm not even sure how many seasons that is. I know you usually do either 4 or 5 marching seasons. And then probably like 6 or 7 winter seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably around
and
that.
And then is there just 2 seasons every year, like the marching and the...
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in a leadership role in guard?
I'm really not. My sister and my friends are. I'm just a senior, and obviously that does come with like a little bit more authority. Mm-hmm. But I feel like me not being in a leadership position makes younger members more willing to open up to me about some of like the things that worries them in guard, and then I can take them to the leaders.
Yeah, because you're kind of in their same boat, but you're older and have more of that experience. So how does your experience in guard change between, you know, the lower classmen and the upperclassmen?
I feel like, especially for lower classmen, obviously not, there's no small roles, but they're usually the not many solos, they're kind of all an ensemble. And then as you get older, you kind of are gifted or you earn more kind of solo parts, better parts. You get put on weapon line and stuff like that. My sister started on flag line when she was in seventh grade and then got moved to weapon line last year.
Wow. And then could you explain a little bit of like what weapon line and flag line are?
Yeah. So you usually start on flag line / dance line. It's usually freshmen, sophomores. And then, you know, if you choose to pick up weapon, it's definitely a choice if you pick up weapon and it's something you really have to work at. Then you can be put into the weapon position, which there's not as many. There's usually like 4 to 6. So it's just like, it's like if you get like an inquiry, if you got like a solo or something, it's kind of like that. It's something you have to work towards and you have to earn it.
Oh. And are you going to be doing any guard related things outside of high school?
It all depends. I'm hoping to dance in college, but if that doesn't go the way I plan, there is a color guard that, an independent color guard that I'm going to be auditioning for next season.
And I guess with like doing more career-based color guard, how is that different from like high school?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't really see color guard as a career. Mm-hmm. It's more of a hobby for me, and it's just a hobby that I'd like to continue. But I could make it a career if I want to continue on and teach. So it's something I definitely think about a lot if I make it a career, and it does take a little bit more precedence over school sometimes.
And we have a color guard person in radio, and
Lacey.
We were talking about this interview, and she was like, if you want to ask a question, ask them what their favorite DCI show is. Do you have one?
I have like 3. I'm a little biased because my director, Nick, was just at a DCI show. He was in the Garden of Love, which was Bluecoats. And then I also, from this year, really liked Mandarin Centerman. And then probably like one of my all-time favorite is 2018 Carolina Crown. It's Beast. It's really good.
And then for anyone who does not know what DCI shows are, could you explain a little bit of what that is?
So DCI stands for Drum Corps International, and it's kind of the same thing with like an independent winter guard. You have to audition to it, and then it's like the best way to explain it is like adult marching band. Mm-hmm. You're usually a little bit on the older side when you're doing it. There's some high school students in it, but it's usually on the older side, and the age out age is 21. And you go there in the spring, and you start rehearsing your show. And then you start competitions in June, and it takes you all the way through August for yeah, DCI Finals, which is held at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Awesome. Well, that is all the questions that I have. Thank you so much for doing this interview with me. And
now here is a short promotion before our next interview. 91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
917WEEM. Hi, I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm here with
Addie Klein.
And this is the Guard Weem Weekly episode. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I mean, well, my name's Addie. I'm a high school senior, and I've been doing color guard since I was in seventh grade, so 2018.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So, are you in any leadership roles in guard?
Yes, I am one of the leaders.
Okay, and then what does that look like for you, like, being a leader?
We just typically make sure the guard kids are on task before our directors have to get involved. We're, like, the hierarchy, so, well, hierarchy in a way that if the guard kids have an issue, they're supposed to come to, us and then the directors.
Yeah.
So we are typically just, like, student helpers for the directors.
Mm-hmm. And how many, like, seasons have you been in guard?
That's a very good question. I think this is my... Give me a second, I have to count. 10th or 11th, I think.
Wow. And then you do two every year, right?
Two every year after 8th grade. You only get one in 7th grade.
What does a typical day look like for you in guard?
Typically, we'll spend, like, the first 30-ish, 45 minutes stretching and, like, doing some dance class stuff, and then we'll start filling in things if we don't have, like, choreography there, or we'll start... cleaning things, which is basically just making sure everyone's doing the same thing, and then we'll start, like, working through the show. And then at the end of the day, we'll always do a full run-through, sometimes two, depending on what our directors want to do.
And do you have a class of guard, or is it just after school?
We do seventh period guard.
What is your favorite weapon to use?
I don't actually spin weapon. I'm a career flag, which means I just spin flag, but if I had to choose a weapon, I liked learning saber when I did learn saber, which was, like, one day. It's kind of really fun.
I think Elizabeth told us in the last one that saber was the hardest one.
Saber is the hardest one, yeah, but I like doing hard things.
Yeah. What is your favorite part about being in guard?
I like it when we go on, go performing. Like, it sounds weird, but being on a gym, which is a gym floor, but being on a gym floor and performing is, like, a lot of fun.
Yeah. And what does a performance or a competition usually look like for you?
We'll get there a little early, like an hour to an hour and a half early, and we'll just kind of hang around, and then we'll go to what we call transit, which is where we get our equipment inspected, which sounds a lot more than it is. They just make sure it's not going to fall apart.
Yeah.
And then we go do warm-up, which is stretching and, like, spinning and, like, warming up our – we call it warming up our hands, where we get used to spinning again, and then we'll perform. We get, like, 9.5 minutes to get on and off the floor, and then after we perform, we get off the floor, and then we just – kind of go back to our home base and, like, calm down because competitions are very stressful.
Yeah. So what are some perks about being in guard?
It's a very good question. I mean, I got a gym credit out of it, so there's that.
Yeah.
But it teaches you, like, a lot of self-responsibility because you can't be in guard and just not be self-responsible. Like, you have to be responsible or you're going to fail, essentially.
Yeah. What is your least favorite part about guard?
Performing. Having a bad performance is really, really not the best thing.
Yeah, especially when you work so hard for it. I mean, I heard from Elizabeth, you guys had a ton of hours of practice, like, even just in a week, so.
Yep.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
So what does it look like being a upperclassman compared to being a lowerclassman?
Well, even if you're not necessarily awarded the leader, like, title, I wasn't a leader last year, but being an upperclassman essentially means that you are held responsible by the directors to make sure that your younger kids are still doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have as much, I don't want to say authority, but, like, authority as leaders do, but you're still meant to be knowing everything and being able to do everything and being able to help everybody and being, like, on time and responsible and, like, you're the example.
Yeah, a role model.
Yeah.
Will you be pursuing something guard-related in your career in the future?
No.
What are you going to do with your, like, career? Do you have an idea?
I'm going to school for anthropology.
Oh, wow. So, 180-degree turn.
Yeah.
So, what are you interested in guard if you're not doing it as a career?
To be honest, my two older sisters did guard, and my mom was like, oh, it taught them a lot of, like, discipline and responsibility, so she made me do it. And then, like, I fell in love with it by the second year I was doing it. It's like, a lot of fun. And even if I didn't want to do it after high school, well, I do want to do it after high school, just not as a career. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot of fun, and I probably would never not do it.
Yeah. What does it look like to do something, like, as, I guess, a hobby or without it being your job?
Sometimes it's a lot of work without a lot of reward. Like Elizabeth said, we practice 4 out of the 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. And then if you're not necessarily wanting to do it after high school, it feels like you're taking away time from studying and you're just sitting there like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Do you prefer dancing or working with your flag?
I prefer working with my flag.
Do you guys do a lot of dancing? Is it mostly dancing or mostly equipment?
Yeah, it is mostly dancing.
And then I know you guys, like, use costumes and stuff like that. What is the process of, like, you know, I guess getting ready for a competition?
So when we get ready for competitions, obviously we have, like, a 3-hour practice sometimes before, and we get time at the school to, like, get ready, and we have to do our hair and our makeup and our costumes. Our costumes are, for us, are supposed to be fitted to us. We get measured for them every year, and they get custom made for us.
Wow.
So they're supposed to be very, like, skin tight, which is sometimes not very fun to put on. And we normally like to leave the school with our costumes on because that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you have to put on all of your understuff to make sure that you don't have any weird lines showing. And then you have to put that on, and then you have to put on, like, we have these jackets that we have to wear over them, and it's just, like, the worst part is getting into costumes.
Are they comfortable or are they uncomfortable?
Depends.
Depends on the outfit?
Yeah. Last year's was a mix between the both.
Mm-hmm. And then I know you guys have a winter and a marching band season. Which one's your favorite?
Winter guard.
Winter guard?
100%.
Why do you like winter guard more?
I'm just more of a guard person than I am a band person.
Do you do marching band season, though?
Yes, I do marching band.
What does that look like? I mean, like, what is the difference between the two?
The major difference is that marching band is outside, where winter guard is inside. Marching band tends to be a lot more easier stuff, I want to say, because you're not... Marching band doesn't have a color guard judge. We're the general effect, so our whole thing is being colorful and big, and people can see us, so we get lots of easier choreography. Whereas in winter guard, we do get judged on being guard, yeah. So we have more difficult stuff to do that's a lot less just up and downs.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much just the difference, is just what you're doing and where you're at.
Do you think more guard kids prefer winter guard over marching band?
I want to think that most guard kids like winter guard, but most people I've talked to like marching band a lot more because, really? I mean, marching band is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I'll give them that.
For when you're competing against in winter guard, are you competing against other schools?
Yes.
And then do you guys, like, get to pick your, do you guys have music, all that stuff?
Yes, we do get to pick our music. I wish I could tell you what our show song was, but it's a classical piece and I have no idea what the name is.
Do you have any upcoming competitions?
We have on February 3rd, we're going to Westfield, and that's going to be our first one. And then I don't know much of the schedule after that.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of look at it as the weeks go by and go, oh, that's where we're going this week. Nice.
Do you have multiple competitions between, like, your seasons?
Yeah. We have 5, 6, 7, I think, this year.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
How long do you guys usually have to, like, practice between those competitions?
A week.
A week?
When the season starts coming, every once in a while, our director will opt out of doing a competition because many of them are, like, you get to choose if you want to go.
Yeah.
So we'll get, like, a Saturday here and there, but typically we only get about a week between comps.
And is it new routines every time, or is it the same routine?
It's the same one.
Okay. I was going to say, learning a whole routine in 1 week would be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So we have a guard person in radio, and she told me to ask this to the guard kids. What is your favorite DCI show?
I don't watch a lot of DCI,
really?
Which is kind of sad. I've been wanting to, but DCI is a marching band thing, technically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you do after high school if you want to do marching band. I'm biased, though, so I can tell you my favorite DCI group is Bluecoats.
Wow. And I'm guessing that is the one your instructor's in, right?
Our instructor was in Blue Coats, yeah. And my director, when I was here, because we switched directors like 2 years ago, I want to say, he was also in Blue Coats. So that's why I'm a little bit biased.
Well, thank you so much for this interview. That's all the time we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today! We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hi, and welcome back to 91.7 WEEM, WEEM Weekly. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm joined by
Lacey Sneed.
And we are talking about GARD in the GARD episode, which is episode 11. So, Lacey, what got you interested in GARD?
My sister did GARD growing up. She's older than me, and she did GARD for Anderson. So I've always been in it. My whole family was in it, so.
Wow. I feel like a lot of GARD kids have been, like, it's multiple generations in GARD.
Yeah, mostly.
How long have you been in GARD?
I have been in GARD since 7th grade, so 7, like, 4-ish years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you plan to go all 4 years of high school?
I'm planning on it, yeah. I really like it.
What is your favorite part about GARD?
I really like the community and, like, say you're working on something and you're like, it's really hard to get and you finally get it, like, the feeling of it, getting it, it's really good.
We talked to, I think it was Elizabeth, and she was like, I really like winning. And I was like,
yeah,
you guys spend so much time in GARD. I was like, I would have wanted to win too if I was practicing 4 hours.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time practicing. Yeah.
And what is your, do you prefer like competitions? Do you prefer just practices? What do you prefer?
I love competitions. I love the feeling of competitions and just, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I love competitions.
Do you like getting ready for them? Do you like performing? Do you like the after?
I love getting ready. I love like doing my makeup and my hair, but I also love like competing and like doing it because it's just the feeling of it is very nice. Like doing good, feeling like you did good and had a good show is very nice.
And you guys are, you know, you're working up towards something. You're getting that reward.
Yeah.
What equipment do you prefer to work with?
I'm on flag. Last season, the marching season, I had done rifle too. But I like rifle. I haven't done much saber, but yeah, I would say flag.
Have you ever tried saber? I know it's the hardest one.
I've tried saber, but I'm not really good at it. So I'm not really good at saber.
Do you think you'll stick to flag all 4 years?
I want to switch to weapon, but I need to get better at flag before I switch to weapon. So maybe.
And then do you want to be in a leadership role in the future?
I would like to, yes, but it does take on a lot of responsibility. So
what do you think is the hardest part about being in GARD?
The mental part of it, because it's so draining, but it's in the end, it's very nice. But I would say the mental aspect of it.
Do you think you prefer marching band season versus winter season?
I would prefer winter guard, but the thing about marching band is it's warm out, you get to be outside, like it's nice, and you're around a lot more people. But winter guard is just guard people.
Yeah.
And it's you're comfortable around them because you've already done seasons with them. So I would say winter guard.
What does preparing for a competition look like besides like the makeup and the hair? What else do you guys do?
So we usually practice for about, I want to say, around 4-ish hours, and then we get the tarp folded up. So that takes time and gets the props ready. And then we go and get ready, do our hair and makeup, as you said. And then we leave, go on the buses, and then we get to the competition site, and we sit there. And then we go to warm-up, which is about 10, 20-ish minutes, and then we go perform.
And then when we talked to Addie, she was like, usually we put our costumes on before we get on the bus, Because that's the worst part. Do you prefer putting your costume on before?
I prefer putting my costume on before because we can leave it on and leave it unzipped a little bit because they're pretty tight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like putting them on beforehand because it's less stressful to get it on at the competition site with your hair and makeup already done and get your makeup all over the costume.
Will you pursue something guard related in the future?
I may. So when I go to college, I might be like an instructor or a helper at a different guard.
Mm-hmm. And then would you do it as a career or is that not something you'd want to do?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think it pays enough.
Yeah.
And me personally, it's about pay. So
I know that there's like adult like guards that you could go into that are not a career, but they're more of a hobby. Would you rather do that?
Yeah, those are like DCIs or independent guards. I would like to do that, but only for a couple of years because they do end up being expensive.
Do you have any competitions coming up?
Yes, we do. We have one this weekend.
Ooh.
I know. I'm kind of stressed, but I'm really excited for it. I love competitions, and the feeling of competition season is just very nice.
Yeah. And do you have like a favorite competition that you guys go to every year?
My favorite is WGI, which is Winter Guard International. We go to Dayton for them. Mm-hmm. So the Dayton Regionals, I love them because we spend 3 to 4 days in Dayton with just a whole bunch of guard kids. And we go see like better guards that are older and more experienced. And it's very cool to see them perform.
Is Dayton in Indiana?
Dayton is in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know there's like a Dayton, Arizona. I was like, you guys go to Arizona?
No, we go to Ohio.
Yeah, okay. That makes so much more sense. I was not thinking about the geography there for a second. Which competition is this one? This one isn't your DWI. I'm guessing
WGI.
WGI.
No. I think it's ISCGA. I think that's what it is. But it's just the first comp. I forget what it is.
Do you guys have multiple comps throughout, like, this next month, throughout?
Yeah, we usually have one once a week, so usually on Saturdays. I think we have one once a week this month, but for, like, regionals, Avon regionals, we have one Saturday, and then if we make it to Sunday, we go to Sunday, too.
Wow, that is a lot of competition in one weekend.
Yeah.
Is that usually, have you guys ever gone to that? What's that look like?
We went to that last year. So it was at Avon High School. Mm-hmm. We had done the Saturday and then we had done it Sunday too. So it was really fun. I really liked it.
And what is the highest like placing that you guys have got with your seasons?
With me in it, since I've done it, we've gotten third at state, which was last year. And that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
To experience that.
And then when you guys do marching band, is it kind of the same as a competition? Do you go against other schools?
It's kind of the same, but it's outside and there's band aspects. So there's different subjects in it, like being graded. So there's a section for guard. There's a section for like music and stuff like that. So it's kind of the same, the warm-up aspect of it.
And then with like all these competitions and stuff like that, what is it like being a lower classman in these competitions and doing so many seasons?
It's interesting because I have not a lot of experience, but I am like in the middle. They call us vets. So we've done seasons since this is my second season on varsity. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then you guys have like a JV and a varsity team?
Yes. We don't call them JV and varsity, kind of. It's open class and A class. So A class is below open class.
Okay.
But that's for like the younger people.
Do both of them compete or just open class?
We both compete.
How many hours do you think that you put into color guard?
Like weekly or like?
Let's do weekly.
So weekly, our practices last around 4 hours on a school day. So we practice Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturdays are sometimes 8 hours. So if you want to do the math, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 hours, and then Saturday is 8 hours. But
20 hours. That's insane.
And then we have class periods too. So we use class period as rehearsal, which is class periods are about 45-ish minutes. So we use that as rehearsal too.
What does a typical day look like for you in guard?
In guard, so on practice days, we go to class. After class, we pack everything up, so we fold the tarps,
And then I go home and I get ready for practice. So I get my practice clothes on, which is usually just leggings and a t-shirt. And then I go to practice. We warm up. We do dance and cardio. So we have this exercise where we just do a ton of cardio and then we do dance. And then we warm up our hands, so basically just warm up equipment, and then we just start chunking into the show unless we're learning new stuff.
Do you prefer dancing or working with equipment?
Dance. I love dance. So I did cheer in the past, so I'm more familiar with the dance aspect of it, and yeah. I did dance for a couple of years, so I prefer dance, but a lot of people prefer equipment over dance.
And then is it like, I guess, could you explain a little bit more about the dance?
Yeah. So basically it's a lot of dance. So we have to travel a lot in the show. So it's lots of jumps basically.
Big moves.
Big moves.
Yeah.
Or groundwork. So like sit rolls.
Do you guys have like a specific genre of dances? I don't know if it's like.
So there's no specific genre we use, but in the past couple of years we've done contemporary. So it's more like flowy and like serious, mm-hmm. more than like hip hop, which is like bow, bow,
yeah.
bow. Yeah.
And then where do you guys practice? Like, do you practice in the gym? Where do you go?
Well, it depends. So sometimes we're in the aux gym. Sometimes we're in the activity center. And then I think we might be going to Maple Ridge to practice soon. I'm not sure. Because there's not a ton of gym space.
Oh, does Maple Ridge have a bigger gym than ours?
I have no clue. I've never been there for practice.
Oh.
Yeah.
I used to go to that school, but I would have never guessed it was a guard meetup.
Guard meetup, yeah.
It had a pretty big gym.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't go there. I went to East.
Oh, I thought you went to Maple. What has been your favorite season so far?
In marching and winter?
Either or, yeah.
Either or. I would say Silver Linings, which was last winter guard season. I loved it. I don't know. I just really liked the show. It was really fun. I liked it.
And is that your favorite, like, overall routine that you guys have done?
I would say so, yeah. Because it was my first open season. It was my first winter guard season in general. And I really liked it.
Yeah, you get, like, all the new little perks and all the fun stuff. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then my final question is, what would you advise students who are going into guard to, like, know before they join guard?
Be mentally prepared and make sure you're, like, stretching or doing actual stuff outside of practice. So, like, actually doing, like, cardio and stuff. So I would say to expect a mental challenge, but besides that, get ready.
It's fun.
It's fun, yes.
Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with me.
You're welcome.
And that will end it for this episode of WEAM Weekly. So, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.